The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Of course, tonight is the first of two Democrat presidential primary debates. Again, you don't have to watch. Tommy and I'll be watching for you, and we'll give you a full report on tomorrow's edition of the Morning Answer. I'll tell you someone who will definitely be watching tonight, and that will be Michael Joyce, Deputy Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. Michael's on our 94.5 The Answer guest line for a few minutes. So welcome in, Michael. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
I suppose you'll be watching tonight, huh?
Unfortunately, it'll be kind of like a horror show that you just kind of can't turn away from.
Will you get paid extra for having to watch this tonight?
Oh, not at all. It's part of the job. So
let's talk for a minute. Of course, tonight, the first of two nights, a big day for the Democrat Party. What are some of the things that you guys at the RNC will be watching for?
You know, I think you're going to see a very radical far-left agenda rolled out tonight, things like the $93 trillion Green New Deal, and who's the furthest to the left. This is kind of going to be a race to the left, and I think you're going to see a lot of candidates also say that, you know, I'm the one that can defeat President Trump in 2020. So you're going to see a mixture of both, but right now, since we're so early in the primary system right now, you're going to see a lot of folks push as far left as they can. And, you know, what's funny is the DNC and Tom Perez said that they are not having any JV debates this year. But if you look at the morning consult poll of the 2020 Dems on stage tonight, they total about 27% combined between the 10 candidates, 13 of which goes to Elizabeth Warren. So you have about nine candidates there who only have about 13% of the vote total. So
yeah,
seems like a JV debate tonight for sure.
I was going to say, I'm not so sure that we couldn't label both nights as a JV night, Michael. The DNC, they're taking great pride in the fact that this is a diverse group of people on the stage both nights, a historic number of minorities, veterans, people born in the 1940s and people born in through the 1980s. Does any of this mean anything to you and to the RNC?
Absolutely not. I think when you look at the big picture, every presidential cycle, we always ask ourselves, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And I think when you take President Trump's promises made and promises kept, you look at the 6 million jobs we've had, tax reform, the two Supreme Court justices we've got confirmed, the over 117 federal judges we've got confirmed, moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem and Israel. I mean, the list goes on and on. So I'll take the promises made and promises kept by this president over whatever agenda the Democrats want to push, whether it's a socialist agenda, whether they want to continue their push to the left, that's fine with me. But I think the American people, I think independent voters, and I think the country sees that President Trump has kept his promises and has this economy roaring right now. And I think that's why people want to reward him with four more years.
Yeah, you know, Michael, this morning we've been talking quite a bit about this this story from Project Veritas and the Google situation and several other things, the topics that we've been talking about this morning. But I've gotten a couple of text messages from listeners saying, you know, why don't we hear more about the economy? Why don't we hear more about the accomplishments of the Trump administration? And that's pretty much it. I mean, they don't want to talk about the good things, do they?
No, not at all. And I think it goes back to when this president first got elected. We've seen over 90% negative media coverage of President Trump. You've seen House Democrats every single day continue to move the goalposts on their Russia collusion hoax and their obsession with attacking President Trump. You saw just yesterday, Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler came out and said, we're subpoenaing Robert Mueller. And they have Trump derangement syndrome. They're obsessed with President Trump. And I think they don't really know what to do. So it's unfortunate that we continue to see all this negative media coverage when, you look at this economy right now. You've created 6 million jobs. Consumer confidence is through the roof. Unemployment's hitting historic lows right now. There's more people who have jobs than people that are looking for work. I mean, every economic indicator says that this economy is roaring right now.
Yeah.
And it's a shame that they don't give President Trump the credit he deserves for this economy. But when you talk to voters, when you talk to people in middle America, the folks that the Democrats are left behind, they all say that, you know, I like the extra money in my pocket from tax reform. I got a better job. Hey, my wages went up. all of those things matter to everyday people. So those folks understand that, and I think they're going to reward the president with four more years because of how well this economy is performing right now.
Yeah, with me today, Michael Joyce, Deputy Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. Michael, you mentioned Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff. Now, in their statement yesterday, I'm going to read to you directly from it. It says, Americans have demanded to hear directly from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. I have yet this morning to find a single listener to call in to say that they have demanded to hear from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. So where are these Americans who want to hear from him?
You know, I think they're talking about back when everyone wanted to see the Mueller report, but we've already had that. That report is public. We saw the public findings that completely exonerated President Trump. There's not a single person that actually wants to hear from Robert Mueller except for the Democrats so that they can continue their political circus and continue to drag this out up until Election Day, because that's ultimately what they want to do, is they want to have a big political circus between now and Election Day and try to drag President Trump's name through the mud and continue their political vendetta in hopes of defeating him in 2020, because ultimately that's what this is all about, is they still can't believe that he won in 2016. That's why they refuse to accept the results of the special counsel or anything else right now. And that's why they're going to continue this ridiculous political vendetta that they're going on against President Trump. But I think the American people see through that. I don't think you're going to have a lot of people sitting in front of their TVs watching every single word that Robert Mueller says, because we read it already in the report. So I think we need to move forward, but I don't think the Democrats are ready to do that. And I think they're going to pay for it at the polls in 2020.
Yep. Next year, the Republican National Convention will be held just up the road from our radio station here in Charlotte. Many of our listeners in the Carolinas are in the area. Will there be opportunities? Will you guys need volunteers, and will there be opportunities for people in the Carolinas to participate?
Absolutely, and y'all are really close, so you're in a great spot to do so. And I can just tell you from putting on, whether it's the national convention or a state party GOP convention, there's a lot of volunteers that are needed to do these major events like this. And especially when we have an incumbent president this year, if y'all are so close and you're able to help, we would love to have anyone come out and help volunteer with the convention this year. Absolutely.
Yep. Well, I've had some listeners who've asked that question. So maybe we'll have you back sometime, or someone from the RNC, and we could talk specifically about that. Because, again, I've had listeners say, hey, look, I'm not a delegate. I won't be participating, but I'd love to be there. I'd love to help out, whether it's, directing traffic or setting up chairs or whatever. So, Michael Joyce, maybe we can have you back soon to talk about that. Appreciate your time this morning, and appreciate what you guys are doing every single day at the RNC.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sure thing. Michael Joyce, Deputy Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.